She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, and I'm so excited to introduce to you our specialist guest today, and it's Eileen Durfee, and we are going to be talking all about detox. We're going to be talking about saunas. We are going to be talking about neck and back pain, so we're so excited to have you. Eileen, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about detoxing, because that's kind of all the rage right now. Everyone's kind of talking about, okay, I want to detox. And I literally am obsessed with the sauna. So I want you to kind of talk about what is the difference between the infrared sauna and just a regular sauna, and what are some of the really special things about it?
Well, there's actually three comparisons.
Okay.
You got the traditional sauna that just heats up the room. You might recognize one at the gym where they've got a heater with rocks in there and people will, you know, put water over it. That's a traditional sauna. Then those are very expensive to operate on a daily basis in your home because of the power consumption and the ambient air temperature is really hot. So we transition to infrared saunas, and those are like a box that are considered a dry sauna, and they emit wavelength frequencies in the far infrared range. And then there is the new advent of the near infrared sauna. And the near infrared sauna has more therapeutic frequencies. If you compare the far infrared, those wavelengths of light cause the water molecules in your body to vibrate. So that heats up your, you know, internal temperature without having to have such a hot exterior, you know, like in the gym sauna. So you, instead of being, you know, 190 degrees, you know, you're down to about 145. So it's easier for people to breathe in the infrared saunas. So there was a transition, you know, where we then became aware of electromagnetic frequencies and how those were harmful and affecting the oscillation of our cells. And so now when you go to shop for a sauna, you'll see, you know, all these stats on the EMF readings and the flicker and all this kind of stuff, so that your nervous system isn't all excited or stimulated into the sympathetic mode, you know, because you're going to detox more in the parasympathetic mode. So we want to have a low EMF sauna or a zero EMF sauna, but everything that you plug in creates electromagnetic frequencies. So with near infrared, it activates the cells in a different way than far infrared. So now there's a big craze about having a full spectrum sauna. Now, the sauna that I invented uses incandescent bulbs, like you would see at a food buffet, the heat lamp bulbs. They're 250 watts a piece. You have a light array that has four bulbs. And when I did the testing on the frequencies of those, they emit, starting in the red light range, 550 to about 3,400 nanometers. The far infrared starts at 3,000. So you get a huge amount of frequencies in the near infrared range, which is like 700 to 1400. And we know from research at universities that there's therapeutic frequencies in the near infrared range that greatly reduce inflammation, increase flexibility, increase body nitric oxide, you know, and it penetrates, you know, the body deeper. But the main difference, because, you know, heat, stress, therapy is undisputed. It has health benefits. If you take a sauna 5 days a week, you are going to live a healthier life and live 7 to 10 years longer. I mean, that's just proven. And that's no matter whether it's the hot box, the traditional sauna, whether it's the infrared, whether it's your near infrared sauna or a full spectrum sauna. And so now it's like, you know, we have so many things to do. You know, what can we do that can give us the most benefits of all in the little time that we have, you know, to do these things? And in the SaunaFix system, you're going to get the near infrared. A majority of those frequencies are near infrared. Unlike the full spectrum saunas, they'll put a few LED lights in there to be able to make the claim that they're full spectrum. But as far as the percentage of light frequencies that is being really delivered to the body is very, very small. But with the near infrared, it's like outside. The reason why we have photosynthesis on Earth and have life is because 30% of sunlight on plants is activating the cell mitochondria. And so with the near infrared light, we are causing our cells to produce more ATP. Normally, we have to eat food and digest it to create energy. So here's a sauna that you can get in and shine light on your body and feel energized. Now, the other difference in all these saunas that are on the market is usually they're in a wood enclosure, and the R value of an inch thick of wood is like, you know, very, very low, maybe like an R1 and R2. You know, each sauna is going to be different because they don't even have an inch thick of wood. It's usually some kind of paneling, modulized. And so I saw that as a problem because most saunas, you're also going to have a dedicated 20 amp electrical breaker, meaning you just can't buy a sauna and plug it in because you have other stuff on the circuit and it's going to trip. So I wanted to create a sauna that you could plug. If a hairdryer works in the outlet, my sauna will work in there because it uses 1,000 watts. And then I beefed up the insulation. Like when you build a house, you know, depending on where you live, you might have an R21 requirement for your wall thickness. In my sauna, it's an R12, but unlike a wall in a home where you have the thickness of the wall, the wood, that's less insulation. So with this radiant panel, you're getting a full R12 with no, what we call nosebleeds, where the heat is being retained. But then the other thing I thought about in all these other saunas on the market, light travels at the speed of light. The panels that I created actually block it from leaving. There's actually pictures on my website where you can see with the drop panel that the light is staying inside the enclosure and it's not going up, you know, because normally light will even travel through walls. And so that's why I thought, let's maximize our phototherapy so it can't ever leave. So the multiplier effect of the speed of light times however long you stay in the sauna is how much you're maximizing your phototherapy. It's just off the charts. And so my sauna requires no preheat. You can get in the sauna and in 5 minutes, it's 120 degrees and the heat begins to climb from there. Literally with the drop ceiling, you could get it at 190 if you wanted to. But what we do is because our cells are creating energy, ATP, we actually begin heating up on the inside of our body, not just dependent on the ambient air temperature. So in the SaunaFix system, you will sweat twice as much in half the time. So there's a lot of, like I said, different saunas on the market, not just infrared or standard. And so maybe that'll give a little bit of, you know, understanding to some of the new differences.
Hey guys, I really want you to join our Intermittent Fasting and OMAD Facebook group. We're doing tons of giveaways right now for posting your before and after pictures. And just for posting a question in there, we're giving away free protein shakes, some digest aid, all kinds of fun stuff. So please join our Intermittent Fasting and OMAD Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. Now, one of the things that I saw on your site was a coffee enema, and I want to talk about that. And I bought a coffee enema one time, and I just kept saying, I'm going to do it. And then I never did it. And then a friend of mine saw it and was like, oh, I've always wanted to do this. And I was like, oh, you can do it. And then I just forgot about it. So I, to this day, I have not done it. So I want to talk about what are the benefits of the coffee enema and how often do you recommend doing it and how hard or easy? I want you to really explain how it works.
They wrote about the coffee enema in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So these things have been around for a very long time. My favorite story about coffee enemas was when Hitler's army was cut off from supplies and they didn't have painkillers or anesthesia and they were operating on soldiers. And the doctors were giving plain water enemas until a nurse decided to throw extra coffee into the enema bucket, because after all, the doctors were drinking coffee 24/7 to go on. So they thought it would help with the soldiers. And it became so famous over in Europe because the pain decrease was absolutely dramatic that three universities got rats with the diluted coffee water and were putting it up their rectum, and they were measuring and trying to figure out what is happening when you do a coffee enema. Why is it so beneficial? And what they noticed is that the caffeine and the palmitic acid that were in the rectal canal disappeared in 12 minutes. Then it was just, you know, solution. And they found that those went up the portal vein. You know, kind of anatomy lesson is that if you pull up a tomato plant, you see all these little roots. The portal vein connecting your intestinal tract and your liver kind of look like that. All these little root, you know, all these attachment points. And what happens is that caffeine and palmitic acid travel up the portal vein to the liver and expand the bile ducts in the liver and dramatically increase the production of bile. So what the bile does is it's going to change the pH of the intestinal tract so the good bacteria can thrive, so it's harder for the bad stuff to live. But they also found that it increased glutathione 600%. Now, taking oral glutathione isn't real absorbable. So people would quit, you know, I mean, limit their oral consumption of coffee to one cup and then use a cup, you know, down there in an enema, then they could get huge benefits. It's a really cheap way to produce glutathione in your own body because that's our master antioxidant, which can, you know, help numerous things. But also they found out that it turned on enzyme systems and, you know, just filled the bloodstream with antioxidants. Now, I was given a challenge years ago, back in 2011, to do a daily coffee enema. And, you know, I started out like laying down on the ground, you know, and, you know, you're supposed to hold it 12 minutes. There's no way you don't have that kind of control. You know, practice makes perfect. You could maybe only hold it for 1 minute. And then when you get up, stuff, you know, fecal water is going everywhere, you know, so you got to use like a catch bucket to hold this stuff, to grab over to get to the toilet. And, you know, so then I bought a $300 Kalima board so I could flip the toilet lid up, put this 4 foot long, 2 foot wide board down with the hole in a splash guard, and I could lay down and do a coffee enema. But, you know, people couldn't afford the $300 lay down enema board. So I came up with an easier way, and it was based on a client that I had who refused to lay down, but he had an enema bag and he literally stood up and he rolled the thing up to push the water into his intestinal tract. And then he would massage, you know, up the, you know, colon and over. And so I came up with a pump so that you can stand in the shower, because I had a lot of old clients who, with their knees or their back, they couldn't lay down or get up. You know, there was just a lot of issues, you know, and then I didn't like the bags because you couldn't clean them out. You know, you had to throw them away. So then I had gone to the bucket, but you still had the problem of people not doing the coffee enema. I would always give people, my new clients, I challenge you to a daily 2-week coffee enema, you know, do it daily. And I said, I'll never, ever bother you to do it again. Because usually they sell themselves. I mean, it's not uncommon for somebody to have.
So let me, I want to ask you real quick, because you're almost convincing me to do it for 2 weeks. But I want to really hear the benefits. So like, what is it that, let's pretend I do it for 2 weeks. What am I going to see exactly of what's going to happen? And I want you to describe a little bit more in detail of exactly how yours works and what that looks like.
Well, the thing that people are going to notice the most is if they have any pain, they're going to have a huge reduction in pain. If they are prone to headaches, usually it's from copper toxicity, and the coffee enema helps to trap that toxic copper and get out of there. And it really works on headaches. It's going to help someone have better energy. Instead of feeling sluggish, if there's people that really drink a lot of coffee and they're trying to get off coffee, doing a coffee enema, you know, it doesn't impact the adrenal glands like drinking too much caffeine does. It's the opposite. It's helping rebuild the body. And just, you know, you're going to have improved digestion, probably absorbing, you know, some toxins. So when they're able to do that, I mean, they just feel cleaner, more energized. So there's a lot of benefits that people notice right away. I had a couple come and get their hair analysis, and I gave them the pitch on the coffee enemas. And the husband said, I'll try it. And I mean, he was on antidepressants, allergy medications. He had like a laundry list, you know, of symptoms. And when they came back a month later to get their hair analysis results, all he had changed was doing a daily coffee enema, and 80% of his symptoms had gone, and he hadn't had to use his allergy medication. He, you know, wasn't using his antidepressants, and he was sleeping. And then I'm like, you know, because any detox program, if you go too fast, a lot of times you'll have Hexheimer reactions and all this. So I was coaching them on how to start this new program slow. And the husband goes, ha, I'll just take a second coffee enema in the day. I can handle anything, you know. So like the coffee enema becomes a person's go-to. So the difference in how my system works is called the Enema Fix. And it has a pump, and it has a 32-ounce glass jar that you screw an adapter on. You fill it with mainly water, and I use spring water. And then you just brew up some strong coffee. I use a percolator method. And then, you know, put a splash of coffee in there. Some people who are sensitive to caffeine or even allergic to coffee might only have to start with a teaspoon of brewed coffee, where other people might use a quarter cup of coffee in there. So it's not straight coffee, but then you just vigorously pump the pump to prime the air out of the hose. And it comes with some different flexible rectal tips. And then you can stand up in the coffee and you can pump it as slow or as fast as you want. And you can begin massaging the ascending colon, you know, going from your pubic bone up on your left side and then over the transverse to the right side. And then, you know, take a long shower, wash your hair, condition your hair, you know, spend as long as time as you can, up to 12 minutes. However, I tell people that if you get the urge to eliminate, even if it's only been 2 minutes, you just get out and you go to the bathroom and you release. And what I do with that 32 ounce jar is I use half of it the first time, and then I go release, and then I come and I fill up half the second time, and then however long. So it's you're trying to achieve a total hold time between the two refills to get that 12 minutes. And so don't worry about if it's just a minute the first time, minute the second time. It's like on that 2 week course, that challenge, by the end of 2 weeks, you'll have the muscle control. You'll be able to achieve that total hold time of 12 minutes. And, you know, you're just going to notice a dramatic improvement in how you feel and function.
Love it. Well, this has been amazing. Tell listeners where they can find you and where they can follow you.
You can find us at Creatrix, Creatrix is an X-ray, solutions.com. And we have an Instagram account, IG at Creatrix Solutions. And you can see a variety of the products that we offer to support, you know, your overall holistic health.
Awesome. Well, you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.